You're listening to Sky Aspects with Cleopatra Jade, a podcast about astrological topics, also full and new moons. Enjoy, guys.
We have an ultra transformative week full of planetary transits. In this week's astrology, there's a solar eclipse in Aries, giving us an urge to forge a new path. Jupiter and Chiron will form a connection with one another, showing us where we need to work on optimism. Mars and Saturn will form a configuration with one another that they haven't done in 2 years. And the Sun is making the most alignments over these next 7 days, giving us a nudge to work on ego issues. And with the transits we have this week, there may be a lot of impulse control stuff going on, with a lot of fluctuating moods, because the vibes on the graph are very mixed. From the 8th to the 11th, imagination and confusion will intersect psychic vibes, mental energy, solitude, ambitious tones, and social vibes. So this first half of the week might throw us off a bit. I mean, considering there's a lot of unpredictable energy occurring, we might feel pulled in many different directions as a result of this. The 12th through the 14th brings in tenors of romantic tones, ambitious vibes, psychic energy, social vibes, and family and friends. Even though we have some transits going on over the weekend that are harsher in nature, we still may be in the mood to just get out and enjoy someone else's company. Enjoy the people that we enjoy's company, basically. Because after a week like this, we'll need to uplift our spirits and also brighten some other people's days. So yeah, this is going to be an interesting week for sure. Let's look at the next bunch of days and see what we can expect. As a reminder, don't forget to like and subscribe because it helps this channel grow. And if you'd like to support the work of this channel, you could do so by buying me a fresh cup of coffee. There's a link in the description box below. On the same day as the solar eclipse, we have a few sun transits. As a matter of fact, over the course of the next bunch of days, we're going to have a lot of solar transits occurring. The sun is going to make contacts with Mercury, Jupiter, Uranus, and Chiron, which could create moments where our confidence is fluctuating. And the reason for this is all of these alignments are mixed bag in nature, causing us to experience highs and lows. For the energies on the 8th, which are associated with the solar eclipse, as a matter of fact, well, most of these energies are associated with the eclipse from the 8th to the 11th. Of course, I will be making a separate podcast and video for that, as I always do. But on that day, we have a Sun-Chiron conjunction, which will give us the nudge needed to work on things that undermine our confidence. On the flip side of that, we have a Sun-Jupiter situation going on. Jupiter and the Sun will be in a semi-sextile with one another, which may pump us up more than typical. So you've got the Chiron situation, which is giving us that push that we need to start working on building our confidence up and seeing ourselves for who we really are, rather than a bad self-image we might have had about ourselves. But then Jupiter comes in and pumps us up. And of course, that's welcome. You definitely want to be in an upbeat mood. You definitely want to feel good about yourself. So working with Chiron and this energy, this can be very helpful. On the other hand, with this Jupiter energy, it can inflate arrogance and also lead to confidence that gets you in trouble. In other words, taking risks that you probably shouldn't just because it's just not a good idea and it may blow up in your face. And considering some of the other energies that are going on and, you know, this being the eclipse day, it may not be wise to take action at this time. And by the time we get to the 10th, speaking of fluctuating and just things not going as planned, the Sun's going to be making a connection with Uranus, which may create waves of self-doubt one moment and then rev up the urge to do something shocking the next. So there might be some instances of just not accepting ourselves for who we are. And then there could be instances where we feel overly pumped up or need to do things that are shocking in the sense where we're trying to get a reaction out of someone in order to boost our confidence. But by the time we get to the 11th, the Sun's going to make a conjunction with Mercury. And so we're at the halfway point of this Mercury retrograde by this day. This is also known as the Mercury Kazemi. So it's a conjunction where Mercury is at the heart of the Sun. So we have about 14 days left of this regressive cycle. But before that happens, an energy like this may give us a eureka moment. It may give us a moment of clarity, especially with unclear scenarios that have been going on since the pre-shadow of this retrograde, since even April 1st when this planet went into its retrograde motion. So it could be a day where we feel like we're gaining momentum on something. We feel like we're having a breakout moment about something. And so this can act as a wave of encouragement for us if we've been feeling like nothing has been going our way for a while. Anytime we have these retrograde moments with the Mercury Kazemi or Mercury's conjunct the Sun, it is like getting a nice power up, allowing us to communicate with confidence, allowing us to think clearly, so that we're able to push through obstacles that might have been in our way since this retrograde has started. Circling back to the 8th and also the 10th, we've got some alignments between Venus, Uranus, and Jupiter, which also adds to this unpredictable energy. So having Venus connecting to Jupiter and Uranus in this way may inflate the need to be overly dramatic and reckless when it comes down to our relationships. There may be a lot of unnecessary pivoting going on because of this. This is where I was saying that this week has a lot of impulsivity to it. The energy is in itself is impulsive. We still have a few more alignments that are like that, although there might be one that can ground us to some degree. Most of these energies in the first half of the week are very much unpredictable. With the Jupiter situation on the 8th, we need to be aware of taking a greedy approach when it comes down to our love lives. In other words, this may enunciate the need for attention, more attention than someone can give, and this may backfire on us. We may also act in an off-putting way, a dramatic way that could create drama, unnecessary drama. Could also lead to overindulging in things, of course, food, alcohol, other substances, or something that you really like to dive into. You know, out of the energies, Venus and Jupiter together in a hard alignment, it's not the harshest. As a matter of fact, if it's channeled positively, we can have a lot of fun with this energy. We just need to check ourselves and make sure we're not going overboard with this. But the problem is, with all the other alignments occurring during this Venus-Jupiter situation and the solar eclipse, which is very much tied to a lot of these alignments, we also have some Uranian stuff going on with Venus. Venus and Uranus will be in a semi-sextile. And so the issue with an energy like this is there is a need to make sudden alterations to romantic scenarios because either we're bored and we're wanting to shake things up, either we're in a situation that's very restrictive and we're just wanting to bust free, we're looking for a specific response from a partner that we may not be getting, or there might have been some sort of buildup that just causes us to want to just finally just sweep the rug from under a situation romantically or pull the plug on something romantically. So the thing is, shit happens, and sometimes you got to get out of certain situations. However, do it as cleanly as possible. As a matter of fact, I would say with energy like this, sometimes it's not always wise to act and or act on impulse when it comes down to these things, because it can backfire in this energy. It generally doesn't go in people's favors. And speaking of that, energy like this can affect financial situations too. So try to be as frugal as possible and budget your money, because a situation like this can create this sudden need to just overspend and make really impulsive financial decisions. Also impulsive decisions when it comes down to our jobs and such. So you don't want to just do something because you just feel the urge to just quit a job with like no backup plan. That can be problematic. So as I always say, when I see Venus-Uranus transits or certain problematic transits, make sure you have a backup strategy when it comes down to these things. Again, sometimes you just don't have the luxury to do things. Sometimes you just have to act, and maybe your chart might be calling you to do so. However, if you do have an opportunity to have a much softer landing, I would advise doing that instead. Wednesday brings us two more energies that aren't like the other. Jupiter's going to make a semi-sextile with Chiron, and Mars and Saturn are going to make their conjunction. With the Jupiter semi-sextile to Chiron, a transit like this may have us looking at where we're lacking healthy optimism. It can also show us where we need to free ourselves of the things that bog us down. One of the ways this can show up is through bringing up scenarios where we've become disenchanted. Maybe we put our faith in something and it's no longer working and it's time to just let go of an old belief. Maybe it has to do with education. Maybe it has to do with spirituality. It could have something to do with our perspective that needs to shift. It could bring up learning the truth of a matter of a situation, like some sort of universal truth, and maybe that's made it some sort of disconnect from something that you once believed in, or at the very least, were very hopeful about. So if you're feeling like the enthusiasm has been sucked out of something that you're just no longer, it's no longer resonating with you, this could be the nudge needed to change course so that way you get on the right path. On the opposite end of this, it can show where we are overly optimistic about something, and it's creating a lot of problems for us as a result because we're not seeing the reality of a situation. So it could be a phase to work on wishful thinking, taking unnecessary risk. There could be things that we really wanted and maybe it's too good to be true, but this is giving us that nudge needed to see it for what it is. So this can help us recognize that we need to take some of our hope out of wasteful situations that are holding us back. However, contrasting that energy is the Mars-Saturn conjunction. It's been 2 years since these planets formed this alignment with one another. The last time they did was April 4th of 2022 in the sign of Aquarius. Prior to that, we had another one of these conjunctions on March 31st of 2020 in the sign of Aquarius as well. So now we're getting a different energy. And this will serve as a big activation point with Saturn in Pisces. Not that we haven't seen Saturn and Pisces stuff play out, but Mars happens to be an activator. So when it connects to a planet, we tend to see a bigger manifestation of the themes that are supposed to be with that planet sign placement. But overall, a conjunction like this will give us the nudge needed to take more initiative on our dreams in a tangible way. So if we're focused within this energy, we can feel filled with drive and ambition, and it gives us the power to commit to something that we want to build for the long haul. Another lovely thing about this is it gives us the ability to move mountains. An energy like this gives us a ton of stamina, and sometimes that's needed to commit to something that we really want to build for ourselves, or things that we need to tackle that we didn't think that we can carry out. So if there was something that you really needed to get done, and maybe you just didn't feel the level of motivation needed to get it going, a vibe like this gives us a nice push needed to get those things done. An energy like this can have us taking a step back for a moment and looking at how hard we worked on something to assess if it's the right move for us or if we've been getting the recognition that we deserve. On the more tense end of this energy, we might have to check ourselves if we've been acting impulsively. In other words, if we've been doing things and not putting the hard work in, but we want the instant gratification, or we just act impetuously because we want what we want now. So within this energy, when we have Mars-Saturn situations, sometimes these things come up, and if we do act impulsively, it could backfire, or we could be seeing some of the backlash from it. We might have to check ourselves when it comes down to our temper as well and how we react to things. It could be a time where we're taking an assessment of the things that we might have neglected in our lives, and that could be any area of our lives where we just haven't put the work in. But overall, a transit like this shows us where we need to break some of our old habits so we can get out of our own way and overcome obstacles in order to have a more solid life. 24 hours later, Mars is going to connect with Pluto in a transit that may ramp up confrontational behavior. So the 11th could be a day of dealing with hot tempers. It could be a day of dealing with those who want to command the floor. Mars and Pluto in hard alignments tends to bring out the assholes a lot of the time. It tends to bring out the fighters. There's just a higher chance for belligerence. There's a higher chance of getting riled up easily, resulting in reacting poorly to others, which could look like physical altercations and things like that. So if possible, try to ground your energy the best way you can and pick and choose your battles on this day. Then on the 13th and the 14th, we have some Mercury retrograde transit. Mercury is going to connect with Jupiter and Uranus, and this may make communication go completely left. Due to the regressive cycle, we've seen these alignments during the pre-shadow. So some of these popped up at the end of March, and it might bring up themes from that time period. The connection with Uranus may bring up erratic interactions or bring up a sense of suddenness in the way we connect with others, which may throw us off kilter. Energy like this tends to lead to plot twists when it comes down to communication, thinking, and also the way our plans go. Our plans may not go as intended with an energy like this. So we can think something's going one way, we can think a conversation is going one way, and then completely shifts direction with no warning. And with the unpredictability of this, there may be communication from those we're not expecting. Mercury and Uranus and hard connections, those surprise communications are generally people that we do not want to talk to, or people that it's just maybe you just have blocked them, or you just haven't really spoken to them like that, and now they're popping up out of nowhere. The Jupiter situation on the 14th could have us dealing with people who are extra. So this combined with the Uranian energy can really feel like a lot. Something like this can lead to conversations with those who are really braggadocious, those who think that they're smarter than you, people who overtalk others. So it could be really annoying to deal with people, especially if you're dealing with those who are just full of hot air. And it tends to be a whole hot air conversation, especially with those who stretch the truth. Also with an energy like this, it's skimmer energy. There are just some alignments that just bring out a side of us where we just don't feel like reading. We don't feel like looking at the fine print. We're just ready to get it over with and sign up or whatever it is. And so I would advise going really slow if you have something important that you need to sign up for, any important documents or other paperwork or reading the essential details of something, because energy like this can cause us to miss those things and then it leads to issues. And I mean, since these are both second hit retrograde alignments, we're seeing them come back around. So something that we might have done involving Uranian energy or Jupiterian energy is coming back up for review right now. And so we might have a do-over conversation, or we may have a do-over when it comes down to a document or a sign up or something that we thought was great, but it really turns out it isn't. So yeah, what a week. As I said in the beginning of the month, April is definitely no joke. It's quite the prickly month, especially with all of these alignments and special alignments and conjunctions and all the other things that are going on astrologically. This is definitely one of those months where we need to stay as grounded as possible. Anyway, I hope you all have the best week ever. Later, and see you in the next episode.